This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. An FDA report is showing that, in the roughly 14 years since its approval by the Clinton administration, RU486 has taken the lives of 2 million unborn children in the U.S. Over a dozen women have died. Well over 2,000 women have been injured by the drug cocktail. Abortion superstar Wendy Davis is running for governor. She came to the national spotlight opposing abortion safety requirements and a 20-week abortion ban in Texas. She calls abortion sacred ground, and despite admitting ignorance of what happened at Kermit Gosnell's abortion clinic, the Texas state senator says it is pro-life women who don't understand abortion. In the fight for religious freedom, it is imperative that pro-life advocates understand the issues at stake. A commentary at lifenews.com argues for religious freedom in the marketplace and is a good primer for why the HHS mandate must be turned back for the sake of religious freedom. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life.
Pope Francis is articulating defense of human life and restating Christianity's long-standing opposition to the snuffing out of human life before birth. Marking Brazil's National Family Week, he said human life must always be defended from its beginning in the womb and must be recognized as the gift of God that guarantees the future of humanity. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.